A law passed in 2016 would give food companies 3 ways to tell shoppers about GMO ingredients: a line of text, a QR scan code, or a symbol. The proposed designs all avoid the polarizing term of GMO, instead using bioengineered, the word used in the law. Greg Jaffe of the Center for Science in the Public Interest supports the labeling law, but he says bioengineered is not the term consumers are used to.
If that proposal is finalized, there clearly will need to be an education campaign so consumers can understand that BE is the same as GMO.
The labels are supposed to be neutral, too, though one proposed symbol is a smiling orange-green sun. The public is invited to comment on the labeling plan until July 3rd. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.